Back here on Downtown on a Friday afternoon, Rich Kimble with you. And our next guest, wears a lot of hats in a wonderful new movie called Regarding Us, actor, writer, producer, director. We're so happy to have David Beck with us this afternoon. David, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Rich. Hello. And hello, everyone watching.
And hoping that your co-director, Jennifer Bobby, is able to join us soon. But I was telling you while we were in the break, what a powerful movie, what a beautiful movie. And obviously, what a timely film this is at a moment in America where, frankly, rights are in jeopardy on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. That's partly why we made this movie, because, you know, there's so much that is misunderstood about the LGBTQ community, but especially about the trans community specifically. And, you know, there's so much misinformation out there. And we just wanted to, you know, tell an authentic story about real life human beings and tell it truthfully, while also, you know, adding some humor and humanity and entertainment in there for everyone.
And I think that's what makes the movie so great and I would hope so universal for anybody who watches it, is that, you know, it's a reminder that that trans people are people, that we all fight the same battles in our life. And this is a movie that's also about larger issues, about faith, about family, about the importance of community and finding your people.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what the movie is about. You know, we wanted to tell a story. At the center of the story is Veronica Hathaway, who's a Catholic school teacher. Rich, you were telling me that you are a teacher too. And I was saying, I have such great respect for teachers. I come from a family of teachers, and, you know, I just have such reverence for the profession, and it's such a tough job. And all she wants to do is teach. You know, she's a Catholic school teacher. She's transgender. She's outed for being trans at the beginning of the film. And then, of course, she's immediately fired by the archdiocese, because that's one of the things that you're not allowed to be or do when you teach Catholic schools. And so the movie kind of reflects and shares about, like, what happens after that, like how she picks up the pieces of her life. And along the way, you know, she sort of loses everything. She loses her family, and she has to find another family. And she meets these two really different kids along the path. And she has a profound impact on both of their lives. You know, one is a Latina girl played beautifully by the 10-year-old Andrea Rosa Guzman. It was her very first movie, and she's absolutely spectacular. She's going to win everyone's hearts. And the character happens to have two gay dads. I play one of the gay dads. And then the other kid is a recent transplant from Alabama, who comes from a very conservative household. And so when these two kids kind of form a unique bond, sort of with Veronica's help, the teacher, all these questions and these old prejudices within the family erupt, and drama ensues. So that's basically the story in a nutshell.
Well, among other things, you've put together a phenomenal cast. And you mentioned Andrea and the young actor who plays Kyle Alabama. My God, the two of them are so good. And as somebody who works with young actors, you know, they can be, it's a fine line. You want them to be natural. Sometimes they can be a bit precocious. There's no sign of acting with either of them. They are in the moment, just absolutely inhabiting these wonderful characters.
Yeah. I mean, we are so blessed to have those two actors because, you know, they sort of make the movie what it is, I think. In a lot of ways, the movie is about childhood and sort of from the point of view of childhood. I told our crew and our production that I sort of wanted the movie to feel almost like a children's parable, you know, for adults. And they just had such great chemistry. You know, it's kind of crazy because we were supposed to film like a year before we ended up filming. And then we lost financing, of course, as independent films often do. And so we had to delay everything by a year. And I love these actors so much. I said, let's just make the kids you know, a year older, and hope that they don't grow like too much, you know, or hit puberty. But and thankfully they didn't, you know, and they were just a year older, and they had time to sort of sit with the roles for that year. And as I said, Andrea, it was her very first film job, and she had never been on camera really before. She had had some Disney voiceover experience, but that's pretty much it. And I'm just so pleased with her just spunkiness and her just raw talent. I mean, these kids are going to go places. So I'm really excited what the future holds for them.
Well, and they're great. But of course, the whole thing doesn't work if you don't get such a killer, luminous performance from Alexandra Gray, who is so incredible in this role. And we've seen her in, I mean, everything she does. She's great. But in this role, so strong. And of course, the storyline of Veronica's family in many ways is a familiar one to Alexandra and their experience along the way.
Yes. I mean, I think that a lot of people, you know, in the community can identify with the struggles of any of these characters. But Alexandra, you know, we were just so lucky to have her because she really understood the role intuitively. And it's actually, I wish Jennifer were here, my co-writer, co-director, because a lot of it is inspired by her life. When she had the courage to come out as herself as a trans woman, she, you know, lost her whole business, had to file for bankruptcy. She wasn't a teacher, but she, you know, worked with, I guess, some conservative people, and she lost everything. And somehow she just regained her composure and just, you know, started her life over again and picked up the pieces, and she rose from the ashes. And, you know, I went to Catholic school for 13 years, so I have that kind of ingrained in me. And you know, Jennifer is a trans woman of faith, so it was really important for both of us, I think, to have this character who, you know, had faith and happened to be trans. And because I don't think you see that a lot in media, but it's like Jennifer always says, if you ask one trans person their experience, you get one trans person's experience. You know, they're not a monolith. None of us are, right? We're all individuals with, you know, conflicting views. And so I just thought that was just sort of an interesting thing, you know, to explore.
We're talking with David Beck about the wonderful new movie Regarding Us. Your character, Denny, as an actor and working with actors, he's great early on. I'm laughing along at watching a struggling actor do what they have to do to get by. But then it takes a serious and a poignant turn when Denny's husband, Dr. Rodriguez, comes back into the picture, and you two have such great chemistry together.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that was just a really fun role for me to play. You know, I have a lot of theater background from my training. I still do plays here and there. And I hope I'm a little bit better of an actor than Denny. I don't think sometimes he's a little over the top, you know. But that's fun. And it was just really fun to play him. And, yeah, to work with Eliud Garcia Kaufman, the actor who plays my husband. I want that sort of to be a surprise in the movie, but whatever. But, you know, his return. But it's just, he is so great. And it's just like, I don't know, we were so different. And we auditioned a lot of people for that role. And he just, you know, he just brings such a sense of humor to it and like a pomposity. But he's so believable at the same time. So he's just a pleasure to work with. I would work with him again in a heartbeat.
Well, I was telling you when we were in our commercial break that as a teacher, the wonderful message that this movie shares about the importance of what we do in education and how important it is not just to teach the subject. I always say good teachers don't teach a subject. They teach students. And we see that from Veronica in this film. And then we see it from Isabel's teacher as well. The fact that they make a personal connection with their students. That's what great teachers do.
Yes, exactly. I'm glad you picked up on that. You know, and I don't want to give away too much, but at the end of the movie, you know, she has a line where it's like, you know, she wanted to be a doctor the whole movie. And at the end, She thinks she wants to be a teacher, which I love, you know, because, you know, the movie is sort of like it's almost like a Pay It Forward, or if you remember that movie with Haley Joel Osment, but or it's almost like a domino effect, because it starts off with Veronica and it is her story. But then it's sort of like, it's about how she empowers Isabel, and then Isabel in turn empowers Kyle. And, you know, I love that domino effect.
Yeah, and I always think the best movies, David, are the kind where you leave the theater and then you immediately start talking about what you just watched. And this film, I think, will start so many conversations. And one of the really important ones you touched on earlier, and that's, I think, the difference between religion, organized religion, and faith.
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, for me, I think, I hope people definitely have conversations. I think it's a movie that families can watch together. I think older kids can watch with their parents and even their grandparents. And I think every generation can get something out of it. And that would be an amazing discussion to have. You know, as I mentioned, I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school for 13 years. I play piano for a Lutheran church, but I don't consider myself a religious person at all anymore. But spirituality is something very different in faith. And it's something that's personal. It's something that is a daily practice. And I think that a lot of times we confuse religion with spirituality, you know, but religion is a man-made thing, an institution that a lot of times has to do with power and money and these earthly things. And I always say, if I have one like spiritual belief, it's that we're all in this together, that what happens to the least of us happens to all of us, you know, not unlike what, you know, Jesus Christ said, you know. And I think that this movie definitely reflects that. And, you know, it's always been sort of my passion to share that with people, you know, and that, you know, we all bleed, right? We all breathe together. It doesn't matter what we look like, what we believe, what we do. It has to do with the fact that we're here. We're here together, you know, on this day, on this planet. And I mean, we're seeing the consequences of us not working together more and more each passing day. So I just hope that, you know, we get the message sooner or later.
Well, and there are some great messages in the film about just that, about finding common ground, about understanding, and about forgiveness. And, well, a little child shall lead them. Isabella actually shows the way. I don't want to spoil anything, give anything away, but she offers the hand of kindness to some of those who were not doing the same for her.
Exactly, exactly. I just think that it's like, sometimes we have to be the bigger people, you know, and sometimes, you know, we might not like everybody. We don't have to like everybody, you know, but we have to respect everyone. And you know, what's the harm in being kind, you know? Kindness is key. I mean, I know that sounds like a cliche. And I know this movie sounds like it's a preachy, like, kind of sanctimonious film. But it's really not. There's a lot of humor in it. You know, my co-writer, Jennifer Bobby, is hilarious. And she made sure that, like, every scene had a little bit of humor in it. And so hopefully we don't take ourselves too seriously.
Well, no, and it's very funny. And the kids in the film talk like real kids. They don't talk like actors, and they live a very real life. And it's not all sweetness and light by any stretch, but it's very real and it's very honest. And at a time when, you know, there are segments of our population that for whatever reason want to paint transgender people as the enemy or as dangerous or scary. It's, well, first of all, I always want to ask them, do you know any transgender people? Because if you did, I think you'd have a different opinion. And I guess that's the wonderful thing this film does, is to show us, hey, like everybody else in the world, they're good, bad, indifferent, and often all of the above.
Yeah, that's so true, Rich. I think that, you know, the media and society wants to paint people as the other, you know, like fear of the unknown. And it's true. If you ask the average American, do you know any trans people in real life? And I bet the majority would say no. I think like 7 years ago, they did a study and it was like 95% of people said that they don't know a trans person. So it's probably, you know, a little less today, but still, you know, the majority of people don't know what a who a trans person is. And so all we get is information from the media, which is why positive representation is so important. And of course, you know, I know that there's this whole controversy with like, what can actors play? And, you know, I'm an actor and I think that all actors should be able to play all the roles. But with trans actors, I think it's really important, at least for now, that real trans people play trans roles, because there's so much that people don't understand, you know? They think it's like Jared Leto, like playing dress up in a dress. That's what a trans woman is. And, you know, he's just a dude in a dress, you know? And that has nothing to do with the trans experience. So until we get a little more information, I think that, you know, yeah, we should honor those trans actors who need work to play roles. So sorry, I kind of went on a soapbox for a minute.
No, not at all. You're absolutely right. I think that's a tremendous point to make out there. Well, I just love the movie. It was so good. Every aspect of it too, the writing, the directing, the brilliant casting, but the cinematography, it's a beautifully shot. The music fits perfectly. Just every element comes together.
Oh, thanks so much, Rich. Yeah, we had just the most fabulous crew. My producer extraordinaire, Katrina Rubena-Stevens, found most of the crew, helped me find the locations. And Caroline Stuckey led our crew. She's our beautiful cinematographer. She's done a lot of music videos. I don't know if this was her first feature film or not. I don't want to lead you the wrong way, but I just love her. She has such a sensitive eye for light. And it just like, it was just a pleasure just like going over the shot list with her. And you know, as you know, this was an independent film, but we made every dollar stretch, you know, and we tried to make it look more expensive than what it actually was. So I think she really succeeded in doing that.
Oh, no question about that. So how can people see the film? Are you doing the festival circuit right now?
Yes. Well, we're premiering. Our world premiere is in LA. So if you happen, I know that we're downtown Maine right now, but I don't know.
We've got listeners all over the country, though.
Oh, cool. Very good. Well, if you happen to be in Los Angeles, June 27th, we're making our world premiere. June 27th at 7 p.m. at the historic Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, part of Dances with Films, and it's in collaboration with Outfest. And then after that, we have some plans, but we're not allowed to say yet. But that will be our world premiere, and then hopefully we'll be, you know, playing in a city near you or a streaming device.
Well, that sounds great, because people need to see this film. Regarding Us is the film. It is absolutely wonderful. David Beck, thank you so much for making time for us. Tell Jennifer we're sorry we missed her, but a wonderful job, and we wish you much success with the film.
Oh, thank you so much, Rich. And I definitely will tell Jen for that.
453.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, David. 453 on Downtown. A quick break. We'll be back after this.